Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
Life's all about cultivating relationships and working to maintain those. And during this season we've been walking through, we're finding that's especially difficult, right? And we're talking with New York Times bestselling author Leslie Parrott this morning on SOS. Leslie's a marriage and family therapist, and she co-directs the Center for Relationship Development with her husband, Dr. Les Parrott. Good morning, Leslie.
Hey, good morning to you. These are strange times, aren't they, to cultivate healthy relationships?
We've spent a lot of our time at home with all these stay-at-home orders, and now summer vacation is starting soon. But Leslie, let's talk about how we communicate when we know there's tension in our marriage, but we don't really know how to say what we want to say without unloading on our spouse.
Well, of course there's tension. In fact, you know, we've all experienced this whole quarantine quarrel phenomena because, I mean, not surprisingly, we're not our best self at all times. We've got layers of anxiety. We're navigating situations we've never imagined having to face. We have responsibilities that we never asked for. I mean, most of us aren't educators, and we're doing that on top of parenting and working and creating meals and keeping life going. So the whole thing is just nuts. However, the good news is that these moments, these epic moments, sometimes psychologists have a word for it. We call them flashbulb moments. Like, life is so out of the ordinary that it creates these moments where things are seared forever in your mind, and they're vivid memories, and they're kind of defining life moments. I don't know if we want to hear that, because sometimes we don't want these to be our defining moments because we don't like how we're responding, and I'm right in that. But the good news is there's a beauty in that. There's an invitation in that. This can actually be a chance to get healthy at a deep level. And that's why we're kind of excited about this message that's in our latest book, Healthy Me, Healthy Us. It is all about being our best so that that becomes a, sort of this contagious thing that helps the tide rise for everyone around us in our conversations, like you talked about, but in everything, just in our being and who we are, not just in what we do.
You know, we're talking with Leslie Parrott today at SOS Radio, and you and your husband, Les, study relationship dynamics all the time. And Leslie, what do we need to be doing for our relationships during this strange time of pandemic season into an extended summer break so that it doesn't destroy our marriage but actually makes it stronger as something that we can work through rather than react to 3 months from now when we have a bigger problem?
You know, in all this complexity, the trauma and the drama, as some people have called it, I love a quote from our old friend from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Fred Rogers, who we're all loving because we've loved the movies recently and the documentaries. But he says, life is deep and simple, and everything around us tries to pull us into complex and shallow. And that's what this book, Healthy Me, Healthy Us, is all about. Not even just for marriage. First of all, Les and I have given our whole life to help couples in married life. But for every relationship, as a parent, as a colleague, as a friend, we want to cultivate relationships. We want our good relationships to get better in the midst of this, you know, and so we struggle for that. Here's the deal. Understanding who you are and working on who you are is actually the best gift you could ever give your relationship. That sounds counterintuitive, but it's true, because when you deeply have this inner sense, first of all, the hallmarks of health, that you are profoundly significant in the eyes of God, something you receive. You can't achieve it by being perfect. It's a gift and a grace you absolutely just let sink in to the core of your being. And then when you can kind of be the authentic you, that deep you that is who you were really meant to be, not who's trying to please everyone, then you can begin to have the final hallmark of love, which is just giving yourself away with empathy and understanding, that self-giving love. And this is where life gets sweeter than it could ever be, because you've got the capacity to accurately know what people's needs are, and you actually have the energy and strength to meet those needs in a way that is genuine and affectionate. Boy, life gets sweet in those moments.
We're talking about strategically cultivating healthy relationships with Leslie Parrott today at SWIS Radio. She's a marriage and family therapist, and she co-directs the Center for Relationship Development with her husband, Dr. Les Parrott. And Leslie, in your new book that you wrote together, it's called Healthy Me, Healthy Us, you say that if you try to build intimacy with another person before you've gotten your whole on your own, all your relationships become an attempt to complete yourself. How do you break that down for us?
Let me just tell you, Les and I have the privilege of teaching for decades on the Christian University campus. Our class always begins with one sentence. We tell the students, we don't care if you take another note the whole semester, but we want you to write this one thing down because we really do believe it's the hinge on which every relationship hangs in your whole life. And you said it, if you try to build intimacy with another person before you've gotten whole on your own, all your relationships become an attempt to complete yourself. And boy, I think we resonate with that because all of us have this compulsion for completion, this longing to belong, and we want other people to be able to fill the gaps that we have in our soul. And it just doesn't happen that way. People can be inspiring to us. As iron sharpens iron, even in married life, we can inspire each other, but we cannot fill the gaps in another person's soul. And once you begin to work on that, once you begin to own that, it just takes this heavy blanket off your relationships and frees you up to be in sort of that kind of a relationship that is so reciprocal, where you feel understood in your understanding. That's what we're talking about. But if you want to know where you're at on this, if you want to get a little gauge on where you're at on that journey to wholeness, because let's be honest, none of us have arrived, checked that off our to-do list and said, well, I guess I woke up today and I'm whole now. You can go to our website, healthymehealthyus.com, and there's a little free assessment that will let you drill down on your self-talk, that internal conversation we have at all times, 24/7, we're always talking to ourselves. What is that internal dialogue telling you about how you feel about your own wholeness inside? Anyone listening would love to do that. It will get you started on this little roadmap for wholeness. I hope you'll take a minute and do that. We know from research about 70% of us, our self-talk is completely negative. We're just dissing ourselves. Once you get a read on how deeply loved and graced you are in the eyes of God, this begins to change, and that starts to change everything. So I hope some of you will take this moment, go to healthymehealthyus.com and take this little assessment. It's like Fred Rogers says, it's a moment of deep and simple.
70% of our self-talk is actually negative, and we're talking with Leslie Parrott today at SWIS Radio. She and her husband, Les, have a brand new book, and it's really about how our own health and our own wholeness builds into our marriage. And Leslie, when we're married to someone who, let's just say, is a little more negative, how do we address that? Because you don't just say, hey, you're so negative. That doesn't really build into a healthy marriage.
Yeah, and let me be clear, we're all married to someone who's negative part of the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're human, and we step on each other's toes in this dance of life. By the way, we're talking about marriage today. This book is for every relationship, not just marriage. But when it comes to marriage, one of the things that Les and I know, we have primarily worked with married couples now for our entire career, which, and plus we've been married 35 years. So I don't think anyone here listening today is jealous of a therapist married to a therapist. That's a whole other thing. But we're pilgrims on this journey. One of the things we know is it only takes one person to make one good choice in the midst of emotional chaos where everyone's being negative, where you feel like your spouse truly is not coming at you from the best place. It takes one person in the midst of an argument to choose one good thing. And we know that the core of a good fight has one of its qualities is ownership, where you're just saying, hey, man, I'm going to own my piece of this pie. I don't know if I caused this bad moment between us, but I'm reacting to you badly and we're getting in a bad place. That kind of ownership or just a deep respect for the other person, even if we're in a bad place, listen, I like you. I'm for you. That sense of cooperation or an empathy, like I get that you're feeling raw right now. God has given us this thing psychologists know from research, called mirror neurons in our brains. So when someone offers us humility or takes ownership and says, man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this, literally that draws us right in with them. You know how, what it's like when somebody flashes you a smile or bursts out in laughter? It's irrepressible. You want to join in. The same thing happens even in conflict. If someone takes the moment and turns it around by one good choice, they pull us in that good choice with them. It is so contagious. So I'm just telling anyone who's listening, you've got power in your relationship to do something synergistic and contagious. One good choice in one bad moment can really turn this bad ship around. It's amazing.
You know, stress, depression, anxiety are not really limited to adults or parents. Our kids can just as easily experience all those feelings. And with the seasons we've been going through, there's been just so much that's been hitting our kids. And we're talking with marriage and family therapist Leslie Parrott today at SWS Radio. And for our graduating seniors who are just missing out on so much in this season, or to our young kids who play in sports leagues that had all that canceled, or the college students that felt like they were kicked out of their dorms and they don't know if they'll be going back to the same sort of school this fall, you know, what do you suggest about coming alongside our kids when they just feel like they're missing those relationships and they feel like they're just they've lost so much?
And there have been so many losses. Those are legit heartache and grief. Here's the encouraging thing. It so often feels like when someone we deeply love, like our kids who missed out on graduation, we've got friends who missed out on commencement, my dear family members who had to cancel their weddings. So much loss. And my own boys who are in our home had to come home from college and are studying online and missing out, just like you said. So often we feel scared to enter in that darkness when they are ready to process it, because it feels like what they need from us is to change the circumstance. But what we know, the most powerful thing that heals the human heart is just the gift of empathy and listening. And sometimes that feels so small when in fact it's epic. It's life-changing. So when you take the time to listen and listen graciously and just hold the feelings they're having, something miraculous happens where healing begins. They don't stay in that same dark place. Just you lighting the light of understanding and of containing that hard feeling with them is utterly transformative. Why that is, I don't exactly know. It's one of the things I'll ask God when I get to heaven, but it is a powerful gift. So don't be afraid. It sometimes feels like if you raise the topic, you'll create raw emotions and that will just be a mess for everyone. The truth is, when you listen, you create a container for those hard feelings and the feelings heal. And that's an absolute scientific and biblical concept. I want everyone to have the courage to enter in and hold it. Don't solve it. Just know it.
The role of a parent or a spouse is just multifaceted. You know, we're Uber drivers sometimes, we're short order cooks, we're coaches, employees, and counselors, and the whole list goes on. But there's a time in our home where things reach a boiling point with our kids, where we're the parent and we're trying to cast vision to our kids, we're trying to coach our family forward, and our kids are just like, no, I'm not doing that. No, I disagree. And we roll over our kids sometimes. How do we dig into relationships when our kids just don't seem to respond to the style of communication that we have?
That's a big question. And I don't think there's one parent listening who isn't just waiting for this answer, because we've all been there. So I have deep empathy with that. Here's the deal. We're going to have moments where conversations, in fact, Les and I have a word for this. When we have a communication meltdown with each other or with our kids, we'll sometimes stop and try to have a conversational autopsy. We'll be like, how did this conversation die? It went off the rails. We have chaos. And only two therapists would ever want to do that. Nobody else wants to do a conversation autopsy. But we'll try to go, where did this go bad? One of the things we know, and I love the work we got to do on this Healthy Me, Healthy Us book, because it helped me. It just sort of buried us in all the research on dusty shelves about what is a healthy person like. Sometimes it just helps in those moments of chaos to know that. We know that a healthy person is self-aware, not self-absorbed. They're proactive and not reactive. They're resilient and not inflexible. They're optimistic and not pessimistic, and they've got a full dose of empathy, gratitude. They're humble and they're growing. So that being said, you know, as a parent, sometimes I find myself getting inflexible, reactive, self-absorbed, and pessimistic. I don't know if anyone listening can relate, but that can happen to me. And no wonder my kids get reactive, right? Whenever I come on that way. So one of the important things to do is take a step back and just try to regroup and come back with humility and own whatever we need to own, all the while not surrendering on the things that parents know they have to set boundaries on and the actual wisdom on, and not only wisdom, but accountability for, because these kids are in our care. They're not ready to make their life decisions. But that hallmark, just that little mirror, let your kids hold a mirror up to you. Maybe you have gotten reactive. Maybe you are being inflexible. Maybe you are being pessimistic. So let those encounters deepen your own sense of self-awareness, because awareness is curative. Once you are aware of something, you're like, oh man, I had no idea I was coming off that way. Now you can do something about it, and your kids will respond. Now, they're not always going to be delighted with boundaries. They're not ready to be delighted with boundaries. And as parents, we got to set them anyway. That's our job.
Now, we're talking with Leslie Parrott today at SWS Radio, and she's a marriage and family therapist, and she actually has a new book that she wrote with her husband, Les. It's called Healthy Me, Healthy Us. Your relationships are only as strong as you are. Thanks for sharing with us today, Leslie.
My pleasure. Stay healthy out there, stay safe, and God blessing on you.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.